I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Now that we're deep into the winter months, many West Virginians are enjoying seeing the feathered critters scurrying for food in the backyard bird feeder. But keeping that feeder clean is a big part of the job that many overlook. I'll tell you more about it right after this.
If you think opening day of deer season should be a national holiday, you might be a redneck, but you're definitely a conservationist. Hey, this is Jeff Foxworthy. Join me and America's 40 million sport shooters and 44 million anglers in celebrating a holiday created just for us, National Hunting and Fishing Day. Congress set aside the fourth Saturday of September to thank hunters and anglers for their funding and hard work in fish, wildlife, and habitat conservation. Learn more at nhfday.org.
We all enjoy watching the birds congregate and search for food both on and under our backyard feeders. But as much fun as that is to watch all those birds in one place, it's not always best for the birds unless you ensure they have a clean environment. Rob Tallman is with the West Virginia DNR.
It's good to keep your feeders clean and washed with a light, hot water with a light, a little amount of bleach in it, just to keep things, you know, anything bad down. You know, when you concentrate animals, be it deer or birds, you dramatically increase the chance of them becoming infected if any of the group is infected, so passing that on. So it's good to keep the feeders clean on a regular basis, once a week or once every other week anyway.
Tallman tells us it's not that big of a job. Just mix a solution, grab a scrub brush, and go to town.
Usually it's the hot soapy water solution with a little bit of bleach. Scrub them down real good. Let them dry out good before you fill them back up. That'll usually do it.
And that should prevent some pretty nasty infection.
Conjunctivitis is a big disease. It's actually an eye fungus, I believe, that has infected house finches and some of the other finch species. And it's birds are particularly susceptible to it with the feeders, because when they stick their head in, they can, an infected bird can contact the feeder, some of the seed. The next bird comes in, contacts that, and can be passed on pretty, spread pretty quickly, passed on really easily. That seems to have, in recent years anyway, kind of declined. 5 or 6 years ago, it was a really big problem. But that's probably the main disease that you need to watch out for.
So next question about feeding birds. What's the best feed? Tallman tells us it's an easy question to answer if you're looking for a variety of birds.
I recommend black oil sunflower. Most species prefer that anyway, as opposed to some mixed seed type. It's cheaper than some of the other seeds, although prices have increased like everything here lately. But by and large, most of your birds will eat that, and you'll get a greater variety of birds, and it's just easier to use one seed type as opposed to others.
One last suggestion for cleaning your feeder. The plastic feeders are much easier to clean out than the wooden ones, which does make a difference if the weather outside is cold and miserable. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.